Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. I'm your host, Eric Cloward. And today, we're going to be talking about willpower and motivation. And I've been thinking a lot about motivation this week and how it helps us accomplish the goals we want. And as I was kind of reflecting on this and thinking more about this, I kind of came to some interesting conclusions about motivation and willpower and how important each of those things is to accomplishing the goals we want. So let's dive right in and take a look at this. So I think there's a bit of confusion about being motivated. People will say, oh, I'm just not motivated to do this thing. And so they don't accomplish the things that they want. And the thing is that motivation, if we look at the definition of it, is the state or condition of being motivated or having a strong reason to act or accomplish something. So motivation isn't the thing that actually drives what you're doing, or it is kind of what drives what you're doing, but it's the reason why you're doing it. And if that reason isn't very important, then you're not going to probably put a lot of effort into what it is you're doing. But there are sometimes where we have a really strong reason, but we still find it difficult to just get up and do what we want to do. Like, you know, we may want to go to the gym and lose some weight, and we have a really good reason for that, because when we lose that weight, our body feels healthier, we feel happier, we have less chance of heart attack, all these other things. And that's a really great motivation, but we still find it difficult to do that. And that's where the second step of this comes in, and that's willpower. And the definition of willpower is control of one's impulses and actions, self-control. And the Stoics talk a lot about self-control, that really the only thing that we can't control is the self. Motivation is the reason why you want to do something. It's kind of the fuel that gets you going. It's not the thing that actually propels you. The engine that gets you to do something is willpower. And as John Tierney, the co-author of Willpower, says, willpower is like a muscle that can be strengthened with use, but it also gets fatigued with use. And if you simply rely on willpower to get you to do something, it's going to take a lot of effort, especially if you haven't worked on building up your willpower muscle. So on the flip side of that, according to the authors, the best way to reduce willpower fatigue is to turn something into a habit or routine, which takes a lot less willpower. So what do the Stoics have to say about this? Well, first off, they kind of say, just do it, which, according to Epictetus, he has a great quote where he says, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. So there's no massive amounts of, you know, navel gazing or thinking about these things or coming up with elaborate plans. It's just really straightforward. You know, decide who you want to be, what you want to do, and then just do it. I know it doesn't seem as easy as that, but sometimes it is. And the problem is that sometimes we wait until we feel like doing it. And the problem is that we may never feel like doing it. Usually the motivation, at least in my case, to do something comes after we get started. That hardest part about working out at the gym is often just getting yourself to the gym. Sometimes the hardest part about writing is just sitting down and getting started. And if you can eliminate those barriers to getting started, then your chance of success is a lot greater than just waiting around to feel inspired to do something. The next thing is we need to think about control. And I think this is one of the most important factors as well, is that, as Epictetus reminds us, that we are to make the best of what is within our power and take the rest as it occurs. Oftentimes we have these negative emotions attached around what we're trying to accomplish because we feel overwhelmed, or, you know, we're focused on getting this specific outcome and we're afraid we won't be able to accomplish it. But if we focus on the things that we can control and only those things, and we eliminate all the other stuff, and like he says, take the rest as it occurs, then we can focus our time and energy on something that will really have some impact, and we won't waste our time on things that we can't control. The next big thing is distractions. Most people who are successful really put down a process for accomplishing what they want. They figure out what they have control over, they put down the steps to accomplish their task, and then they follow those steps every time. And the biggest thing is that they create an environment where it's easy for them to fall into that routine, where they have limited distractions, whether that's, you know, they write after the kids go to bed, or they get up in the morning and go running when it's really quiet, or whatever it is that they need to do, where they need to have that focus, they eliminate the distractions as much as possible. And Marcus Aurelius even tells us that if you are distressed by any external thing, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this, you have the power to revoke at any moment. So you have the power to not be distracted by things. And sometimes it's going to take effort. I mean, sometimes when I'm, you know, trying to write or something like that, I have a neighbor who, for whatever reason, always seems to be doing construction and sounding work over by his house. There's saws going all the time and all kinds of noise. And so I do what I can. Rather than getting mad and upset about it, I take my headphones, pop them in, and I sit down and start writing. So if there's something that's distracting you, and it is something within your control, you find ways to either take care of it right then, or maybe you plan time to take care of it later. And maybe you can't get away from something that's just too noisy. So rather than trying to do it where there's all these distractions, you plan a time for later when you can actually do it. A good example of this is Stephen King. So Stephen King, for his whole career, sits down every single day and writes 10 pages. He doesn't even care if they're good or not. He just writes 10 pages. And he does this while sitting at his little desk in his office, listening to the same Metallica album every single time. He doesn't wait to feel motivated. He simply removes all distractions and just does the task that he set out for himself in his routine. And he does it every single day. So let's kind of pull this all together. In doing these things, we need to create a plan that helps us to accomplish the things we want. And a good way to start this is to ask yourself some questions. And I'd suggest writing some of these down. So ask yourself, what are the things that I can control? And once I've identified those things that I can control, what are the steps that I need to take in order to accomplish those things? What are the tools that I need to be able to accomplish my task? Do I have them? Do I need to go get them? Then really think about, what are the obstacles in your way? What are the things that you can imagine that are going to be coming your way, that are going to possibly stop you? And then start thinking about and write down, what are the steps that you can take to work through those obstacles, or eliminate those obstacles, or at least push those obstacles off? And then lastly, what can I do to create an environment that eliminates those distractions and helps me focus? Once you have those questions answered, you basically have the start of your plan. So the next steps are to create that environment that's going to help you accomplish those tasks. And then after that, get all the tools together that you need to accomplish it, and then get started. And again, just starting it is oftentimes that hardest part. So another trick that you can add in there, which is really, really helpful, and I found it helps me a lot, is that you just do something for 3 minutes, and then you can quit if you want to. Because honestly, you can probably do just about anything for 3 minutes. And once you get that momentum going, then usually that motivation starts kicking in. You're like, hey, yeah, I got this started. I can keep doing this. Once you get that momentum going, just ride it as long as you can. Remember, routine will be relying on motivation and willpower any day. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, please head on over to my website, www.stoic.coffee. There you'll find a link to my Patreon page where your pledge can help me make and grow this podcast. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter, browse the Stoic reading list, and find previous episodes. I really appreciate your help in building this podcast, and thanks again for listening. Hello friends, thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.